When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory shed on our way. While we do His good will, He abide with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 29, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for our today devotion is Promise Keeper. The topic once again is Promise Keeper. Our memory verse is from Isaiah 46 verse 11. Isaiah 46 verse 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed by counsel from a far country. Yeah, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it. I will also do it. Let's do it one more time. Isaiah 46 verse 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yeah, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it, and I will also do it. Isaiah 46 verse 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yes, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it. I will also do it. Our Bible reading this morning is from Genesis 21, verse 1 to 8. Genesis 21, verse 1 to 8. I'll be reading the NLT fashion. The Lord kept His word and did for Sarah exactly what He has promised. She became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. This happened at just the time God had said it would. And Abraham named their son Isaac. 8 days after Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him as God has commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse a baby, yet have given Abraham a son in his old age? When Isaac grew up and was about to be weaned, Abraham prepared a huge feast to celebrate the occasion. That's the end of today's Bible reading. Our topic once again is Promise Keeper. For someone reading this, it is possible that God has promised you many great things in the past, but you have not yet seen those things manifest. This was what happened to Abraham and Sarah. Years before, God had spoken to Abraham, promising him that he will be a father of nations. However, more than 25 years passed, and not a single child was born to somebody who was supposed to be the father of nations. Eventually, in Genesis 18, God showed up for him. I pray for you today, God will show up for you and give you that long-awaited miracle in Jesus' name. I remember when I became the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I did everything I knew in line with the Word of God to make the church grow. Every month, I organized a 3-day seminar. I taught the Bible, preached, fasted, and prayed. People will come for the programs, and as soon as we finish, they will vanish. When I get to the church the following Sunday, at times, the congregation will even look smaller than what we had before the programs. One day, some weeks before my birthday in 1986, God ended my barrenness. He asked me, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, I want a miracle for every member of my congregation. That was the beginning of the Holy Ghost service. Today, all that you see happening in the Redeemed Christian Church of God is an example of what God can do whenever He decided it is time to fulfill His promise to you. I pray that before the end of this year, everyone will see clearly that God is smiling on you in Jesus' name. When God makes you a promise, you can rest assured that He will keep His promise. However, many people have missed out on the fulfillment of God's promise due to lack of faith. If God promised you something, and after waiting for a while, you begin to think that God lied to you and won't fulfill the promise, it may never come to manifestation. Romans 4:24 says that Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God, even after waiting for up to 25 years. God is a promise keeper. However, if you want to see His promises concerning you fulfilled, you must accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Live holy, have faith, and wait patiently on Him. Our key point today is, trust God. He is a promise keeper. He will fulfill His promises concerning you. That's the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.